Good morning, Southwest Florida. It's 11:06 and time for the Dr. Triana Show. This is a live medical talk show in which we encourage you to participate. Don't be shy. Give us a call at 206-1580 or toll free at 888-441-1580. The Dr. Triana Show brought to you by the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. And now, our hostess of the program, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
And good morning, everyone. Good morning. Oh, it's so good to be here today. Oh, what a beautiful day. Oh, you get up and it's not so hot.
Yeah, the other day I was thinking of you because I knew you liked the cooler weather. And I thought, wow, we've got a little bit cooler weather. But I knew why, too. It was because of Hurricane Joaquin had taken all of the humidity with it, essentially.
Sucked it out.
But now we have a little bit of that back, but we'll have to see if a cold front is on the way. I just love the word cold front. I love when it gets cooler.
Oh, but it's so nice because I can sit on my porch and read and study outside with my munchkins. I think everyone knows who my munchkins are. My three little Dachshunds, who I absolutely adore. They're so cute. I love dogs. I love animals. You know, I am so excited. I do the show because I love to teach. And that's one of my missions. But then I sometimes go, oh, nobody called. Well, I'm running into more people because they tell me, well, I didn't want to call because I didn't want to interrupt. By the way, I do want to say thank you to Dr. D'Ambrosio, who spoke from New Jersey, Cyberknife. Wasn't he cool?
He was cool. What does everybody think about that?
Yay!
Yes. Everybody loved him.
He was so interesting. I've gotten great feedback. What a great guest. You know, it's so nice that we have these incredible guests who take time out of their day for the same reason, to give information, to spread the word about what they're doing, how they can help others. And Dr. D'Ambrosio, oh, what an incredible thing that he can do. Do surgery on the brain and not even cut into your skull. No anesthesia, no pain. He uses stereotactic radiation. And all the way he can align everything to treat people with brain tumors and prostate cancer and lung cancer. That was really cool.
It really is. It gives hope to people. When people embrace technology and they find out more information, they find out more about all these cutting edge tools that are out there in the medical community, it really makes them feel like, wow, there really is hope.
And, you know, the word cancer is not going to be a horrible, horrible thing, because there is treatment there. We can live longer with certain diseases such as cancer than ever before. And with all these treatment modalities, and someone like Dr. D'Ambrosio, who specializes in this area of treatment, I just thought that was very, very incredible that we had him on the show. And, you know, so everyone, there are times I know people say, oh, I missed your show. And I said, oh, what a great show you missed. We had this guest or that guest. Well, you really, really need to know that you can, all the shows are archived, right, Zane?
That's right. We work hard to make sure that they get to who they need to go to. And that person, your webmaster, then takes the shows and uploads them to the site. And they can be listened to, or you can download them onto your device and listen to them later, which I like to do.
Well, you can listen to them. They're all archived. They say the topic. So if you'll say special guest, like we've had other special guests, says the name of the guest, you can listen to it again. Like Dr. D'Ambrosio will be on the website. The website is TrianaPreventionCenter.com. And I really have to thank Zane, because Zane records the show. Then he has it uploaded so my webmaster can put it on our website. So if you miss a show and you say, gee, that was a great topic. And you know, sometimes when I go to conferences, I call them reruns, encore performances. We do play those. And you could listen in too. But this way, if you don't get a chance, you can listen to the show. I want to remind everyone that this October 17th, I will be at the Cultural Center. Now, if you want to come and meet me, meet my staff from the Triana Prevention Center, also called the Triana Center for Hormone Balance, come and meet us at the Culture Center, where we're going to be at the health fair. I believe we're booth 71. I'm not quite sure which number, but we're going to be there. Come and look for us. We've got some great little giveaways, but you can come if you want to ask a question in face-to-face, if you want to see, meet me. I gave a talk this week, was really nice, to a group of home health nurses, and I said, yep, now you can match the chubby cheeks with the face, with the voice.
What are you talking about, chubby cheeks? Really? You're doing very well on the diet, by the way. Everyone who knows,
I know,
Dr. Triana will see that.
Yes, but this week I did lose weight, not the way I wanted to. I got that little bit of flu bug where your stomach is going around, where you feel nauseous and you really can't eat, which is, you know, I love to eat, unfortunately. I just love to eat. And for me not to be able to eat is a big deal. I had to have a little bit of chicken soup, a few crackers, water. I just wasn't doing so good. I had kind of like a virus. So that was, I lost weight, but that's not the best way to lose weight, you know. But I always tell people, if you get that feeling, or, you know, maybe your stomach is a little upset, you don't have any fever and chills, or if you have a little gastrointestinal upset, I always put patients, first thing I do is put them on the BRAT diet. And, you know, that's bananas, rice, applesauce, and toast. Now, I tell people no oil, no butter, no dairy, okay, for a couple of days. And usually that will readjust your GI system. And I tell also my patients, don't forget to take your probiotics, because there's so much information now about the good bacteria in your intestines. And we're going to do a program on that, but I just want everybody to know it's so important. And I tell people, go to the website of the National Institute of Health. It's called the Human Microbiome Project. And it's a great website, and it talks about all the different bacteria that live on your body and are important, like the ones in your intestine, for your digestion, for your absorption of minerals and proteins, and vitamins. And you know what's really interesting is they're going to try to do in the future, that it's like everywhere you go, you leave your, instead of leaving a footprint, you leave like a footprint. I read an article about this. And that footprint is the bacteria that's unique to you in your human, your biome. We call it the biome. So the bacteria that you carry around are different than the next person. But wherever you go, you leave a few of those bacteria. I thought that's interesting. And they're not harmful. And but it's a way that they're going to try to, I guess, kind of like CSI.
I could just see the T-shirt. I'm special because I have my own personalized bacteria.
I know, my own human microbiome. Actually, you have more on you than the cells in your body. And, you know, this is really interesting. You know, the more we learn, I say the more we learn how interesting it is. So this week, I really do have to say to everyone, after having this little gastrointestinal issue, you know, health is wealth. You know, when you don't feel good, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, your health is the most important. And that's why I want to tell people, please, 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 what are you waiting for? If you can prevent an event, if you can try to diagnose an issue way before it happens, why not do that? What are you waiting for? Because if you're healthy, or if you catch a disease or a condition early on, so many things can be prevented. Why not do that? What are we waiting for? And I want everyone to call in and tell me What do they feel that they don't want to? There's certain things, and we're going to talk about today. Why don't you want to try to stay or get healthier? I think we all want to be healthy so that we can enjoy our lives. So I have a what body part am I?
Is it an easy one or a hard one?
Oh, it's going to be really easy. I can't give away too many clues. Okay, what body part am I? Well, I am part of both men and women. I am in your chest or on your chest. I'm above the pectoralis muscle. I have glands that secrete or lactate that make milk. What body part am I? And I think I gave it away. It's going to be pretty easy because we know that this is a special month for women's health. So I know somebody out there is going to be able to call in and say, what body part am I? So, and I want to remind everyone, in the vein of prevention, don't forget your flu shots. It's very important. I know some people feel that getting the flu shot will give you the flu. That is not true. That is a myth. The flu shot is not a live virus. It's an antigen, and what it does is stimulate your body to produce antibodies against the flu. The flu, unfortunately, still kills about 40,000 people a year in this country. And most of those people are the very elderly, the people who are chronically ill, or the very young. There is no reason why we cannot prevent the flu. So please get your flu shot. Go to your doctor. There's different pharmacies that offer the flu shots. Also, don't forget to look into your pneumonia shot. In that vein, we've had a whole program where we spoke about the shingles shot, the herpes zoster, or the shot that's to help prevent shingles. Now, we know that it won't cure shingles, this vaccination, but it will help prevent a reoccurrence of shingles and also will mount, increase your immune system, so hopefully you won't get shingles. And I know they're doing a lot of advertising on TV about this. But in the meantime, if you want to call in about what body part, we're going to take a little commercial break, and then we're going to see if someone calls in.
Another morning where you just drag yourself out of bed after hitting the snooze button 5 times. Now you're driving to work. It's like a zombie. That lack of energy and poor sleep every night is just one sign that your hormones may be out of whack. Time to get them back in balance with Bio-T. Both men and women need testosterone and suffer without it. And all you need is a quick little test. My testosterone was too low, my estrogen too high, and it meant that I was just foggy and irritable every day until I learned about Bio-T Medical. Bio-T is all natural. It's not synthetic. It's not those shots or messy creams that you hear a lot about. With Bio-T, all you need, 2-3 treatments a year, as opposed to painful shots that you're getting every week. Come out of the fog, feel youthful again, get that libido back up, feel happy, even maintain your weight loss.
Hi, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Let me balance your hormones with Bio-T. Call me at 941-625-1990. For your appointment.
It's 11:20 here at News Radio 1580 WCCF, the Dr. Triana Show. Give us a call at 206-1580. Remember, what body part am I? If you know the answer, 206-1580, toll free 888-441-1580. And now back to our hostess of the program, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
And good morning again. Another very interesting article that I read this week was one of the number one foods that cause gout attacks. Now, again, in the vein of prevention, we know that one of the main foods is alcohol, seafood, high protein diets can elevate uric acid in your blood and predispose you to gout. Gout is an inflammation that where these crystals, urate crystals, can form in your joints. And it can be extremely painful. I know gout has traditionally been called the disease of the, quote, rich. It's not so. But one of the leading foods, and I found this very interesting, is tomatoes. Tomatoes can lead to an increase gout. And this was an article in the endocrinology journals because we know also that gout can be associated with patients who have insulin resistance. What is insulin resistance? That's when people become diabetic, pre-diabetes, their insulin doesn't work correctly, and they are predisposed to become diabetics. So tomatoes, I thought that was very interesting. Not just seafood. Alcohol is number one. Seafood, proteins. Usually it's organ meats, but tomatoes.
And nobody loved tomatoes more than my dad did. Honestly,
really?
He drank a very large glass of tomato juice every morning. He drank one at night. I mean, we had spaghetti sauce on. I mean, he would put spaghetti sauce on his cereal if it would work. He loved Italian food. So.
Oh, well, I remember I had cousins who used to put ketchup on white rice.
Ooh.
I know. I'm like, ooh. They put ketchup on everything. Oh, some people put ketchup on scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
And, you know, ketchup has a lot of sugar in it. Mm. So if you're a diabetic and you really need to watch out your sugar, you better look at what's in your salad dressings, your ketchups, and your barbecue sauce. Barbecue sauce has a lot of sugar, too. People don't realize. And remember, sugar is a carb.
I put hot sauce on everything.
I don't think there's much. I don't know how much sugar is in hot sauce. If anybody out there knows there, I really don't know. But I can tell you, there is sugar in barbecue sauce. And that's why, you know, it makes that little crust when you put it out in the grill. But it's very important to know if you have predisposed to gout, watch your tomato intake. And I think that's really important. Number one, alcohol, seafood, organ meats, protein, tomatoes. I thought that was a very interesting research article. Another very interesting article was there are still people out there, and we know that this is, well, we're going to say it, Breast Health Month. This, everyone should be getting a mammogram who hasn't gotten a mammogram. I know the American Cancer Society is promoting, call your friends, remind them about the mammogram. And it's really, really important for prevention. It's important if you have a family history of breast cancer, if you have also if you're over the age of 40. Now, there is some controversy. I still feel with the more conservative societies that you should get a yearly mammogram, and you should be getting a mammogram also. Well, I feel as long as you can walk and talk and you're out there doing things. I have patients who are in their 90s, in their late 80s, are playing tennis. Why shouldn't they get mammograms? Why not find something, a problem well before it becomes a major issue? You know, I'd love to hear some feedback from anybody out there of why they don't want to get a mammogram. I still have patients who come in and tell me, well, I don't want a mammogram. It causes cancer. It does not cause cancer. I have people that say, well, why should I get a mammogram? I have lumpy breasts anyways. Well, a mammogram can show certain calcifications. A mammogram is a low-dose x-ray of your breast, and it's for early detection. Early, the word is early detection of cancer, breast cancer. Why should we wait? You know, I would think that early detection in anything in your life is better than waiting for that problem to become a monumental issue. Now, you may also need to have a breast ultrasound. that's also maybe recommended. Sometimes with a screening mammogram, I have patients where the radiologist will recommend compression views, which means like a closer up view of the breast. As you know, we've had Dr. Katzen on the show talk about mammograms. And, you know, Dr. Katzen, I've discussed this before. He was my husband who has since passed away. But, you know, he was a real advocate for women's health. Getting your mammogram is very, very important. You may need other modalities to look at the breast tissue. Those imaging modalities may include such as an ultrasound or an MRI of your breast. To further decide what is the next step, you may even need to have a biopsy. Now, not everything in the breast is going to be breast cancer. There's certain benign tumors called fibroadenomas. There's also, you can develop cysts in your breast. All this needs to be addressed, and you need to know what is it. Kind of like, what body part am I? Which yet I haven't had anybody call in. Boy, I could say it again. I thought that was pretty simple. I am in your chest, above the pectoralis muscle. Sometimes I go to plastic surgeons to be augmented. I have glands that produce milk. Very important. So, again, if you're going to have a mammogram, there are certain very important things that we recommend. Number one, make sure you have no creams or oils on your breast. Also, we remind you not to wear any deodorant. Deodorant can have sometimes little tiny flecks of metal, which will affect the quality of the mammogram. So when you go for your mammogram, wear comfortable clothing. Don't put any creams or body oils. Don't wear any deodorant. And in some women who are very sensitive, who have very sensitive breasts, and you feel like it might even hurt when they put a little pressure on your breast, it's recommended taking maybe an Advil, Aleve, or Motrin prior to your study, which will help reduce any type of problems with pain. Remember to get your appointments early. I know this is Breast Health Month. There's a lot of advertising out there about getting your mammogram. So a lot of times some of the imaging centers or the hospitals have special pricing for self-pay. Look into that. Sometimes there's programs that are run through the American Cancer Society. Look into that. Look into your resources. Do not sit back and do nothing. This is very... Oh, hello, caller. We have a caller. Hi, caller. Yes, what's your name?
First of all, I knew it was the breast from the minute you asked the question.
Thank you.
Are listening. We just don't always call.
Thank you. What's your name, sweetheart?
Okay. Well, the other thing is I do know that even Fawcett has $65 mammograms going on this month. So if somebody, you know, does need to get a reduced payment, they can make appointments.
Well, thank you so much for bringing that up. That's really, really great. And that's really great. Yes, our breast health is very important.
Yes, yes. Now, I did have another, it may be a random question, but...
We're here for you.
Okay. Well, recently I have been, I guess, diagnosed with psoriasis.
Yes.
And I am getting treated and everything, but do you have any pointers that you feel would be advisable? I know it's a widespread, you know, as far as different people and reactions and stuff like that, but is there anything that you really would tell somebody about it?
And I will, and I thank you so much for calling and for listening.
Thank you so much. I will hang up and listen.
I appreciate your call. Well, you know, you're speaking to someone who specializes in prevention. So you say you have psoriasis, you're being treated for psoriasis. Psoriasis is an inflammation. It's like an autoimmune disease. So if you have inflammation, anyone who has psoriasis is at higher risk for vascular disease, heart attack, and stroke. So if you do have psoriasis, make sure you know your risk factors for vascular disease, and you need to be checked for this. For example, what are your risk factors for vascular disease? Family history. A family history of heart disease puts you in a higher risk category. Being a diabetic puts you in a high risk category. Having had a previous heart attack or stroke, again, is a risk. Having also elevated cholesterol puts you at risk. Having high blood pressure puts you at risk. So anyone who has psoriasis or any type of inflammatory disease, lupus or autoimmune disease, you need to know your cardiac risk, because still the number one cause of death in this country, the number one in both men and women, is vascular disease, heart attack and stroke. So having psoriasis is putting you at a higher risk category. So what do I do for my patients? One of the things that I do, because I am also a lipidologist and I have my boards in lipids, is that I do advanced lipid testing. And what does that entail? It's a blood test. It's a simple blood test. And that blood test I do is the Cleveland Heart Lab test. Cleveland Heart Lab is an offshoot of the Cleveland Clinic. Cleveland Clinic is number one in this country for heart and vascular disease. So what I do is I do lipid testing and I check for inflammation. They have a wonderful website, the Cleveland Heart Lab. And their whole thing is know your risk. Know your risk. So again, if you have knowledge, you have power. So if you know already you're at greater risk because you have psoriasis and you have an inflammatory disease, then you need to look at what is your vascular risk. By doing this lab test and knowing also what is, do you have plaque in your arteries? So there's a very easy way that you can look for plaque in your arteries. And what is that way? You look at the carotid arteries. A carotid ultrasound Doppler is used, and you look at what we called the lining of the carotid artery, we call that the carotid intima. Well, we know that all your blood vessels have what's called an endothelium. That's like a lining of the vessels. And what happens? That lining gets invaded. What happens when cholesterol goes up? It goes underneath the lining and causes plaque, plaque formation. What is plaque? Cholesterol. Your white blood cells called macrophages go there. They try to eat up the cholesterol. Then a foam cell is produced, and all this builds up. Kind of like, you know, you ever seen like crud in a pipe? It gets built up.
Yeah, I remember. Now, here's something I remember that Dr. Katzen had said about that. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember Dr. Katzen saying that the most dangerous type is the kind that's almost like putting the soft plaque.
Yes.
Is more dangerous than the hard plaque.
Right. So if your plaque gets calcified, that's better. But if your plaque is soft, and we call that also unstable, well, what happens? That plaque can rupture. And I tell my patients, it's like a pimple. I mean, everyone's had a pimple, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that pimple pops, what comes out? Pus. Ooh, yuck. But that plaque comes out. So what does your body do? Oh my gosh, there's plaque in your artery. It tries to heal that plaque. It tries, and if all these little blood, red blood cells and platelets go and form a clot. So when that clot forms, those vessels in your body become clogged. The blood, you know, it's like a blockage, or the blood flow is either blocked or decreased. So when blood can't flow downhill to your muscle, that's what causes the heart attack. The blood needs to go to your heart muscle to oxygenate your muscle so that your muscles can move. Oxygen is important. Blood brings oxygen and nutrients to your cells. When they don't get it, they die. When they die, that's called a heart attack. When they die, that's called an infarct. When that dies, that's called a heart attack, and that's called necrosis. What is necrosis? Dead cells are there. Well, then your heart muscle can't move very well. Then it forms a scar. Now, you can have little heart attacks and never feel it. But you may have a major heart attack where a part of that heart muscle is totally wiped out. Well, the heart is a muscle that needs to pump your blood to your brain. If that doesn't work, you don't get blood to the rest of your body. In the same light, think about this. If you don't get blood to your brain, what does that cause? That causes a stroke. Now, if you have a stroke, you may have little tiny strokes and you'll never feel it. But if you get a portion of your brain that's very important, or a major portion that dies, that doesn't get blood because it didn't get oxygen, well, we already know what happened with a stroke. You can end up not being able to speak, not being able to walk, not being able to move your arms and legs. So a stroke is also very serious. Most people who get a stroke never return to work. It's very debilitating. So that's why if you have psoriasis, if you have inflammation, know your risk, know your numbers. Do not depend on just a regular lab test that does cholesterol, because 50% of people who have a heart attack also, their cholesterol is not that high, because we know that it's associated with inflammation. Inflammation in your arteries. And there's ways that you can check for that. And the Cleveland Heart Lab test can do that, can check. So let's say you come and you say, you know, Dr. Triana, my father had a heart attack, died at a young age, under the age of 50. My brother had a heart attack under the age of 50. What is my risk? What should I be doing? How do I know I'm not going to get it? What can I do to prevent it? Well, that is something I can help you with. You know, we talk about hormones, which are really important, but don't forget, I'm a primary care physician. I'm also here to try to prevent that heart attack and stroke. I have advanced training. And I'm really excited because I'm going to be going to the Bale Donin reunion. If you go to the Bale Donin website, they are number one in this country for the prevention of heart attack and stroke. They wrote the book, Beat the Heart Attack Gene. You all know, those of you who have listened to my show, and those of you who have not listened to the show before, Dr. Amy Donin has been on my show and talked about those little things that we can do to prevent heart attack and stroke. What are those little things? How about taking care of your teeth? You know, people with, and I tell patients, bad teeth equals bad heart. You have poor teeth that are rotting and they're full of bacteria and you have gum disease, your risk for a heart attack and stroke is much higher. If you have a high cholesterol, that can be a risk. If you're a smoker, if you have high blood pressure, if you have diabetes, those are your risk also. If you have a condition called PAD, peripheral arterial disease, you too could be at risk for a heart attack and stroke. Because if you have disease in your blood vessels, then you have disease in all your blood vessels, your arteries. We call that the arterial tree. So if you've had plaque in your arteries and you have this in your carotid, then you could have it in your heart and you can have it in your arteries of your legs. You know, I find it very interesting that patients will have, for example, a stress test, and then they fail the stress test, and then they have a heart cath, and then they tell me, you know what? I'm doing good. I didn't need to have any stent. I didn't need to have any bypass surgery. I'm okay. I said, okay, let me read your heart cath report before we can come to any conclusions. And once I read that report and I really get to know what's in your arteries, then we're going to make a plan of action, because I like making plans of actions. Anyone who knows me knows I'm a very detail-oriented person, and I'm pretty obsessive about details. Okay, so what is in your arteries? Let's look at that heart cath report. We look at the heart cath report, and what do we say? You have 30% blockage. You have 40% blockage. In certain arteries, you have a buildup of plaque. Well, guess what? You have vascular disease. It may not be enough that you need to have an intervention such as angioplasty or a heart stent or bypass surgery, but you have vascular disease. So just because nothing was done today doesn't mean you might need to have something done tomorrow or in the future. So why not try to prevent having that major disease become a serious condition? Why not know what your risks are? Why not do advanced lipid testing? And by the way, the advanced lipid testing is covered by Medicare and most insurances. So why would we wait? So I look at the heart cath report and I say, but you have vascular disease. We need to make a plan of action. We need to know that we can prevent you from having a heart attack and stroke. Let's take a break, and we're still here. This is Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Okay, guys, listen up. You feel like a 70-year-old man in a 45-year-old body, can't work out like you used to. Maybe your testosterone is low. You know, testosterone is the dipstick of men's health. Levels decline after 30, accelerated by a variety of environmental chemicals that can convert the reduced testosterone you are producing to estrogen. That's the female hormone, and not good. You can change all that at the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. There, your hormones are measured, a thorough physical done, and a program to restore your hormone balance is laid out for you. Bioidentical hormone pellets are inserted beneath the skin every 4 to 5 months by a certified BioT physician. 15 minutes and you're on your way to feeling better, having more energy, improved muscle tone, and renewed interest in your sex partner. Yay! Still not convinced? Go to the BioT website. That is BioTEmedical.com. Then call 625-1990 for an appointment that will change your life.
Hi, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Let me balance your hormones with BioT. Call me at 941-625-1990 for your appointment.
It's 11:44 here at News Radio 1580 WCCF, a beautiful Friday. Give us a call here at 206-1580 if you have a question about anything you've heard. Also toll free at 888-441-1580. And now it's back to our hostess of the program, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
And yes, thank you so much. You know, that was a great question. I want to thank that caller. And she says, you know, sometimes people don't call. And, you know, I run into people in town and they tell me, we don't call in because we want to hear what's happening. But that was a great question about the psoriasis and how important it is to know that if you have psoriasis or these other inflammatory diseases, you're at greater risk for vascular disease. But Zane, you brought up a good question there.
Well, I was telling you, you were talking earlier about why people don't come to the doctor, or why people are hesitant. There are women that don't want to get breast exams because they're afraid that the radiation that's used will cause cancer. You've already said that doesn't happen ever.
No.
I have a reason for not going to the doctor. And it's not because I have symptoms of anything. It's just that I've always been afraid to go to the doctor because I'm afraid of what you might find.
Well, let me tell
and
you.
And I feel good. I do. I feel healthy and all that. But
okay. What is it? An ounce of prevention right. is worth more than a pound of cure.
Yeah. And if there's anyone like me, you can call in too. And, you know.
You know. Okay. Well, and why is it that we do more prevention for our animals than we do for ourselves? Because I'll tell you why. Because we love our animals. We love our pets. We love our dogs. They bring so much joy. You know, I've spoken about this. I lost my husband. I've had a very hard time. I miss him very much. I am very blessed because I love my work. I love taking care of my patients, doing the radio show. But, you know, it's hard. But what a pleasure when I go home and I have these three little Dachshunds who jump up and down and go, "Mommy, mommy, mommy, mommy." I know they don't say "mommy, mommy, mommy," but that's the what I think they're Aww. Saying. And they're so cute and their little lives and they're so happy. And to them, you know, I'm the world. And, oh, they're so cute. And to see them, so because we love our pets, maybe we need to love ourselves as much and think about what is it we can do to prevent certain diseases. And, you know, most diseases we can prevent with our diet, with exercise, with a healthy lifestyle. You know, there's this thing called alternative medicine. Well, I think the alternative medicine is knowing what you're doing with your body. You know, the way you sit, the way you walk. Are you eating healthy? Are you getting your blood pressure checked? I mean, I don't consider alternative medicine. I consider healthy lifestyle.
You can't eat a fat-laden diet and then go to a health food store and expect them to have some pill or some drink that's going to counteract that. It just doesn't happen.
Well, that's like, you know, at the Triana Center for Hormone Balance, which also in conjunction with prevention and being a lipidologist, I balance men and women's hormones. You know, we've talked about this, the bio-T, the bioidentical hormone. Well, I tell patients, this is not a magic wand. There is no magic wands out there where I can go ahead and put these hormone pellets and then tell you, well, you can eat whatever you want, whenever you want. You can smoke as much as you want. You can drink as much alcohol, or you can sit on the couch as much as you want. It doesn't work that way. Hormone balancing is to help you to age healthier. It's in conjunction with a healthy lifestyle. If you're concerned about prevention, you always need to look at what is the root cause of something. What is causing the problem? We know that in aging, having hormone deficiency affects your body. We know that if you are a smoker, you're causing harm to your body. Correct?
Yes.
We know that if you're not walking or using your body, you are also causing harm. Because the old adage, if you don't use it, you lose it. Right?
Right.
So again, prevention is part of also including knowing about your body, having the knowledge, and doing something proactively. Proactively means let's go ahead and get our mammograms. Everyone out there, you know, if you have a question, again, or you have a comment, why are you not getting your mammogram, or why are you getting your mammogram, please call. Give us your story. I want to hear why you feel that you should be getting a mammogram or why you don't feel, if you want to share that with us. But get your mammogram. Get tested. Know what your risk factor is. Know what your cholesterol is. know what your blood pressure. You know, these are simple little things that can be done. So we have the sexual health tip of the week. And I've been trying to encourage everyone everywhere I go, listen to my radio show. And I ran into a very nice lady and she said, "Wow, I love your show. It's a guilty pleasure." And I said, "Well, thank you so much for listening to the show. But I think part of life should have the word pleasure in it. And part of that pleasure should include your sexual health. We have said that your physical health is just as important as your mental health, as your sexual health, and as your spiritual health. So this sexual health tip of the week. Well, I thought this was really kind of little, a simple little thing. Has anybody out there had somebody massage their feet? Oh, that feels so good, right? So last week I went and got a pedicure and the lady next door to me says, "Oh, I wish my husband would massage my feet like you massage my feet. It feels so good." So why don't we, to your spouse or someone you care, why don't we go ahead and massage their feet? Maybe like wash their feet with nice soapy water, maybe use some of those aromatic oils and rub the feet. Doesn't that feel good? How many people don't like that? I don't know of anybody. I think that's a good sexual health tip of the week.
And if you look back in the Bible, that's the way they used to show respect to one another. A great respect is if you went into someone's house, they would wash your feet.
Right. And how nice it is to have someone that you love wash your feet, be very gentle, caress your feet. You know, these sexual health tips are simple, but I think beautiful. Simple and beautiful. I love that.
I don't know what I would do without Epsom salts. I'll tell you that, because every day I walk on a very hard surface at my other job on the concrete. And you have to have good shoes. We can remind everybody of that, too. Always get good shoes. Don't skimp on your shoes. If the shoes cost $100, they're worth it if they're really good for you.
If they're right for you. But remember, and, you know, I know we girls, like, I got my little heels on today. You know, we girls like to have our feet look cute. We're a little vain. Okay, I'm a girly girl. But have someone, your lover, your spouse. How about if maybe you've been married for a long time and you said, "Let's do this. Let's listen to what Dr. Triana said. Let's wash each other's feet. Let's massage them. Get a little oil." And you don't have to get anything fancy. You know what? Let's say you don't have some aromatic oil. How about going to your kitchen and get some olive oil? How about rubbing your feet with olive oil? It's not going to hurt you. You know what's also very good? How about coconut oil? I have coconut oil. I use that and I put it in my hair. I have curly hair. Why not do that? You know, you don't need to go spend big bucks to have a connection to follow these sexual health tip of the weeks. No big bucks, right?
Right. And if your feet feel good, that will enable you to do another one of your sexual health suggestions that you had given previously. Remember that one?
Right. Hold hands.
Yeah. And dance together.
And dance together. How about kiss? So this is just simple and beautiful. I love that. Simple, beautiful. Do this little sexual health tip. Of course, you know, you might have one that you want to recommend. I think it's really nice the weather's getting cooler. You can sit on the porch, get a little basin, put some warm water, soak your feet. Wow, isn't that pleasurable? Simple, beautiful, pleasurable. I mean, come on, this is a no-brainer.
Have some wine.
Oh, well, okay. Now we're adding layers to this beautiful scenario. We can keep adding layers.
Candles, that kind
candles,
of thing.
Play some nice music. You know, I love music. I play music in the house. And my dogs look at me going, Mommy, what are you doing? Because I'll start dancing. I like Latin music. And they'll look at me and they'll go, what are you doing? You know, or they get excited too. They see me, you know, I'll start running around. I go, oh, my goodness. And they are. They're such a joy to have little dogs, animals. Anyways, so we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, what's your question, caller?
I got the wrong number, I think.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry.
That's Bye-bye. Okay. This is the Dr. Triana Show. Again, if you have any thing you'd like to call in and talk about, hopefully the sexual health tip will be followed by many simple little things that you can do to help reconnect with your lover, your spouse, your significant other, or even go ahead and rekindle a little intimacy there. I think, again, simple and beautiful. Well, this has been a great show. Let me just recap some very important things. Number one, don't forget to get your mammogram. And you know, you men out there, check your breast. Men can get breast cancer too. It's very rare. If you have a lump, that needs to be investigated. Tell your doctor. So men, you need to know. Also, if you are a man and you have a wife, a sister, a mother, ask them, hey, did you get your mammogram this year? Are you up to date with your mammogram? You know, I love you. Why don't you get your mammogram? These are simple things you can say. Also, don't forget about your flu shot. That flu shot is very, very important. And remember that if you have inflammation, why don't you see someone like me, Dr. Triana, and get your risk assessed for vascular disease. This is very, very important. So, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. I enjoy this beautiful show. I love giving out information about all the wonderful things I'm learning and doing and helping for my patients. Don't forget, get your mammogram, get your flu shot. And so maybe next week, someone will call in and say, yes, we followed your sexual health tip. We did those little tiny massages on your feet, and we rekindled a little romance.
And we would love to hear from the ladies out there, too, that have gone and got their mammogram. Tell us about your experience there.
Yes. So this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. You're listening to the Dr. Triana Show. God bless.
WCCF, Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte, coming to you.